Bibles tonight and go to Daniel chapter 2. Daniel chapter 2. I'm going to be in verses 14 through 28. So Daniel chapter 2, starting at verse number 14. Then Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom to Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, which was gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. He answered and said to Arioch, the king's captain, "Why is the decree so hasty from the king?" Then Arioch made the thing known to Daniel. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time and that he would show the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in the night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who hast given me wisdom and might, and hast made known unto me now what we desired of thee, for thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter." We'll stop right there and have a word of prayer. Father, we do thank you again for the many lessons that we learn from your word. Thank you, Father, for the promises, Father, that we learn from your word as well. And we thank you that your word is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. It truly does give us wisdom. It gives us insight into life. Lord, there is instruction throughout your word for the Christian as we journey through this life. And we thank you, Father, for exactly what your word does for us at any given moment in our life as we seek your will and seek your wisdom. Father, I ask that you would please bless our time together tonight. As always, we want Christ to be lifted up. We want you to be glorified. But Father, we do ask that you bless us in a very special way that only you can. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Tonight, I want to talk to us about a prayer of faith. Daniel found himself in a position that he was not looking for, a position that kind of caught him off guard, and it was a position of being executed. If you were to read the beginning of this chapter, Nebuchadnezzar had a dream that frightened him, a dream that troubled him, and this dream was of a statue, and the statue had different elements to it, and Daniel reveals that later on in the chapter. But Nebuchadnezzar was so frightened by this dream that he totally couldn't remember what it was. And he wanted someone to tell him what the interpretation was of the dream. He calls his wise men, the magicians, astrologers, the Chaldeans, to come and to reveal to him his dream and the interpretation. But they couldn't do it. And they told Nebuchadnezzar, even in verse 11, "It is a rare thing that the king requireth, and there's none other that can show it before the king except the gods whose dwelling is not with flesh." King Nebuchadnezzar wanted his own wise men to tell him what this dream was, but they kept saying, "No, you know, we can't tell you, only the gods know, and it's a rare thing that you ask." And Nebuchadnezzar gets angry in verse 12, and he sends out this decree to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. Daniel and his three friends were not at this meeting, but they are included in the death sentence of all the wise men. And this decree goes out very hastily from Nebuchadnezzar, and Arioch is the captain of the king's guard, and he's put in charge of carrying out this order, and he searches for Daniel and his friends. He finds Daniel. Obviously, Daniel wants to know, you know, why is this decree so hasty from the king. What is it that's going on? What has made this king so mad and so upset? And Arioch tells him about the dream, that the king wants an interpretation. He wants someone to come and tell him what the dream means and to even tell him what the dream was, because he couldn't remember. And Daniel goes before the king and he asks the king, give me some time. Let me go home and pray about it, and I'll bring back to you the answer. And Daniel again finds himself in need of God answering his prayer. Before we even start with the things I have for us tonight, I want us to be reminded that the secret things belong unto God. But God does reveal secrets. God can reveal anything to us at any given time. That's why God tells us to seek him for wisdom, for insight. That's why when we don't understand something, we can always seek God, and God will help us to understand what's going on and give us the wisdom that we need. Keep a finger in Daniel, but go to Proverbs chapter 3. Because we're going to see in Daniel's faith that Daniel had courageous faith, he had contrite faith, and he had confident faith, because his confidence was in God and God's ability, not his ability. Now, Daniel obviously found himself living in Babylon, not because of his own sin, but because of the sin of the nation of Israel and God turning them over into captivity under the rule of Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonian Empire. But in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, the Bible says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not unto thine own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Daniel had a heart for God. Remember, in chapter 1 of Daniel, Daniel had already purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the king's meat, the king's wine. And it's a picture of Daniel, not just the meat and the wine, but he wasn't going to defile himself living in Babylon by not worshiping God, not following God, not trusting God with his life, but he was going to continue following God and trusting God even in Babylon among idol worshipers, among those that even worshiped their own king Nebuchadnezzar, those that were pagans, those that worshiped false gods. Daniel purposed that he would stay true to his God, and all along the way as Daniel's in Babylon, God stayed true to Daniel. But I want you to see in verse 14 and 15 tonight of Daniel chapter 2 that Daniel had courageous faith. Daniel had courageous faith. And this tonight, it is an encouragement to us. It is a challenge to us that we would keep the faith and that we would always trust God first, that we would not let God be the spare tire, but we would let God be who guides us. It's not that when everything else fails, then I'll lean upon God. No, it's leaning upon God to start with. Daniel finds himself in a predicament that only God can deliver him from. Notice again in verse 14, Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom to Arioch, captain of the king's guard, which was gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. He answered and said, he said to Arioch, the king's captain, "Why is the decree so hasty from the king?" Then Arioch made the thing known to Daniel. Remember, Daniel is very liked among the Babylonians. He's very liked among Nebuchadnezzar. He's not liked among his peers. He's not liked among the astrologers, the Chaldeans, the magicians, because later on, they trick the king into signing a decree that gets Daniel thrown into the lion's den. But Daniel is liked by his superiors. Nebuchadnezzar knows the Spirit of God is with Daniel. Arioch, though he's been given this decree, this charge to go kill all the wise men, when Daniel boldly asks of him, "Why is this decree so hastily, being so hastily sent from the king?" Arioch takes time to tell him what's going on. So you can tell that Daniel does have favor with the men. Otherwise, Arioch would have just killed him right there on the spot, because that's what he was told to do. But Daniel has favor with man because God's given that favor. I want you to notice Hebrews 13. What Hebrews 13 verses 5 and 6 says in regards to Daniel's wise response. Let your conversation be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Daniel's face with death, the Bible doesn't say, but I can almost picture Arioch hastily coming, finding Daniel, maybe having his sword drawn, maybe having some other footmen, soldiers with them that have their swords drawn, and they're just going to do what they're told to do by the king. And Daniel has the wise response and the boldness to say, wait a minute, why? He doesn't fear death because he knows that God is his shield. God is his defense. But he wisely asks the question, which causes Arioch to kind of settle down and to explain to Daniel what's going on. And then Daniel has the bold request in verse 16. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time and that he would show the king the interpretation. Daniel has the boldness to go in before King Nebuchadnezzar because he has that position. He has a prominent position. He stood in the court, in the palace of King Nebuchadnezzar. He was one of the advisors to the king. So when Daniel finds out from Arioch what's going on, he boldly just goes in and asks for time, requests. Give me some time and I'll give you the interpretation. You know what that reminds us of? We have the boldness to go in before God and to ask God for requests, to ask God for wisdom, to ask God for help. We have that position. Daniel had an earthly position with an earthly king, but we have an eternal position with an eternal king that we can go boldly into the throne room to ask for help. In Proverbs 28, verse 1, it says, the righteous are bold as a lion. Daniel is faced with death, but yet he's not scared by it. He's not scared what man can do because he knows that his God is protecting him. He knows that there's a reason for this, and God will reveal it to him, and God will get the glory for it. But he has a courageous faith because his faith is in God. Notice in verse 17 and 18, then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions. That's Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These are their Jewish, their Hebrew names, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men at Babylon. In verse 14 and 15, we see that he just has a courageous faith. He boldly goes in and he asks for some time. When he's given that time, he goes right home. He gets his three companions and they have a prayer meeting. They pray about what's going on, but they specifically pray. Now, God is okay with general prayers. There's times where we just, you know, Lord, would you be with so-and-so today? But there's times where we need to pray specifically. Lord, so-and-so has broken their shoulder today. There's some more complications going on. Would you be with them? Would you heal their shoulder? Would you help the other complications? There's times where we specifically need to pray for things. And there's times where this is just a general prayer. Like Nehemiah, if you were to go back to the book of Nehemiah, look at chapter 1. Nehemiah, he found out what was going on in Jerusalem. He found out the walls were broken down. The gates were burned with fire. And it really convicted his heart. And he was grieved about it. And he was the cupbearer to the king. And he goes in before the king to do his duty. And the king sees he has a sad countenance. And the king questions him about his sadness, and he was a little fearful because he had never been sad before. I mean, it didn't matter if you were having a bad day. If you were serving the king, you were to put on a smile, pretend like everything is okay. But the Bible says that Nehemiah breathed a prayer. It was just a quick prayer. There's times where you just, Lord, help me. That's all you can say is, Lord, help me. But then there's times, in the case with Daniel, where you know what? I need to spend some time specifically praying and seeking God for an answer to a problem. And we see that Daniel comes and he gets his three companions and they have a prayer meeting. They desire the mercies of God from heaven concerning the secret that they have no idea what it is, but they know the God of heaven knows all secrets. Philippians 4:6 reminds us, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Not just what you know, but even what you don't know. There's times again where maybe some of us are at work and we're trying to figure out a problem. There's something that we have to come up with a solution. We're not quite sure. And we can ask God, Lord, would you help me to know what the solution is? What do I need to do in this situation? Might be someone working on something mechanically and they're stumped. There's nothing that God cannot give us an answer to. And we have to remind ourselves that we can go to God with any request that when we need help. Daniel, he was faced with death. I mean, the pressure is on. The pressure's on if he does not get the interpretation and the dream, the decree from Nebuchadnezzar is going to follow through. But Daniel has such faith. He has such faith that cannot be shaken that he boldly goes into Nebuchadnezzar, requests time, goes home, gets his three companions. They seek God for an answer. And again, Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Somebody said once, faith's first resort is always prayer. Faith's first resort is always prayer. Some people, they go to prayer as a last resort. When everything else has failed, well, I guess I'll go to God. But as God's people, that should be our first resort. That, I don't know what to do. God, help me. Because what do most children, I'll say most, what do most children do when they have a broken toy? They take it either to mom or dad and say, can you fix this? I mean, my kids have always brought me broken things. Unless it was something that wasn't supposed to be broken, then they try to hide it. But if it's their broken toy, then they bring it and they're like, can you fix it? Right? Because they know who can fix it. A child so easily trusts their parent to fix what's broken. And we as Christians should easily trust God in what we don't know. Lord, I don't know, but I know that you know. Faith's first resort is always prayer. Because faith reminds us it's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith reminds us that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, because we're trusting God has the right answer. And Daniel and his friends, they spend some time in prayer that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret. Concerning this secret. We're reminded in James chapter 1, verse 5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. God says, come to me when you need wisdom. Come to me when you need understanding. Come to me when you need something revealed, when you need help, when you need guidance. Come to me. God wants us to always trust him. He wants us to have a faith that is courageous, a faith that is contrite, a faith that is trusting the Lord. I want you to notice in verse 19. Verse 19, then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Daniel sought the Lord. He prayed. I mean, we don't necessarily have his specific prayer, the words that he specifically asked God, but we know that they desired mercies of God because it is the Lord's mercies that we desire. Lord, would you be merciful? Would you reveal this to me? Would you help me? Lord, I'm trusting you. I'm relying upon you. My life is on the line. Daniel's life was on the line along with the other three companions, as well as all the other, I'll say, heathen wise men of Babylon, those that did not trust in the God of heaven, those that blasphemed the name of God of heaven, those that trusted in their false gods that could not help them. Daniel is seeking God on all of their behalfs. And we see that later on when Daniel says, don't kill any of the wise men. But the consolation of the prayer is that God revealed to Daniel in a night vision exactly what Nebuchadnezzar had dreamed. And I want you to think about that. What is it that God cannot reveal? There's nothing that God cannot reveal. Now, sometimes he doesn't. Maybe you've been praying for something. Maybe you've been praying, Lord, show me where my keys are. Lord, show me how to fix this engine. Lord, show me, you know, this problem at work. Show me what this is, you know, the problem in my family. Lord, will you show? Because I just can't see the answer. God knows the answer. I don't know if anyone has ever been in a predicament like Daniel. I mean, the pressure's on. His life is on the line. If he doesn't get the answer, that's it. But Daniel has confidence that God will answer him. He has confidence that God will reveal the secret. He doesn't hesitate. He goes right to prayer. He goes right to seeking the mercies of God concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men. And God reveals it to him in a dream. God shows him exactly what the dream was Nebuchadnezzar had and what the interpretation is. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. There's not a single time in your life where God does not hear your prayers. As a child of God, he hears every one of them. And as a child of God, we have to have the faith that I know he hears me, and he will answer me according to his will. But there are times where we need to be more specific in what we're praying. There's times, again, like I said, we say, Lord, would you just bless this person? Lord, would you just bless my day? Help me to have a good day, Lord. But then there's times where, Lord, would you please help me? Because I know this is going to happen today. I know there's some things I have to face. Lord, would you give me the wisdom? Lord, would you protect me? Lord, would you guide me? Lord, would you give me the answer? Lord, through it all, would you glorify yourself? Daniel was all about glorifying God. Remember, he had already purposed in his heart not to defile himself while living in Babylon with the Babylonian culture. And God magnified Daniel in the eyes of man. Nebuchadnezzar, he loved Daniel. But his anger overlooked his love for Daniel. King Darius loved Daniel. King Darius spent all night fasting and praying on behalf of Daniel when Daniel's in the lion's den, because he wasn't thinking about Daniel when the men came to him and said, you know what, for 30 days, everyone should pray to you because you're an awesome guy. You're a great king. You're like a god. And they were puffing him up, and he was full of pride and not thinking about Daniel until after it was signed, and he realized that he was tricked. But God still protected Daniel. God still protected the three companions that would face a fiery furnace. And God still protects you on a daily basis, even when we face maybe fiery furnaces, even when we face what seems like a den of lions on any given day. How is your faith tonight? How is my faith tonight? Do I have the faith of Daniel? That I am confident I can go to God and God will give me the answer I need? That God will protect me from harm? And you know what? When God does reveal things, when God does answer our prayers, we need to be quick to praise him for it. That's what Daniel did. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in the night vision. Then Daniel, verse 19, blessed the God of heaven. Verse 20 through 23 is his prayer. It's his praise to God for answering his prayer request and revealing to him the interpretation of Nebuchadnezzar's dream. Deuteronomy 32 verse 4 says, He is the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment, a God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. God is a God of prayer. God is a God that answers prayer because his ear is not too heavy that it cannot hear you when you cry out to him. His arm is not too short that it cannot save you. And I'm glad that he has lips to speak. He has a voice to speak to us, and his voice is powerful. It can break the trees of Lebanon, but yet it can calm the fierce storms that may be in our hearts. In verse 24, Daniel, after receiving the interpretation of the dream, has confidence to go before the king. Is our faith confident tonight? Do we have a confident faith in God? In verse 24, therefore Daniel went in unto Arioch, whom the king had ordained to destroy the wise men of Babylon. He went and said thus unto him, destroy not the wise men of Babylon. Bring me in before the king, and I will show unto you, the king, the interpretation. Then Arioch brought in Daniel before the king in haste, and said thus unto him, I found a man of the captives of Judah that will make known unto the king the interpretation. It's an amazing thing that even Daniel, I think, just reading this, Daniel, he's concerned for himself, for the three companions, for the other wise men, but he's also concerned about Arioch. Because before, Daniel went in himself before the king. But now he says, okay, Arioch, you bring me in before the king. Because Arioch was given a charge to kill all the wise men. So Arioch comes before the king with Daniel and says, I found a man. Arioch didn't find him. Arioch didn't go searching for someone. Hey, does anybody know the interpretation? But the fact that Daniel, I believe, allows Arioch to be a part of this. He comes in with that urgent message. I have found a man that can give the interpretation. Notice in verse 26, the king answered and said to Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, that was his Babylonian name, art thou able to make known unto me the dream which I've seen and the interpretation thereof? I mean, the king's been waiting. He's mad. He's been angry. Daniel comes before him, and can you tell me what I want to know? Notice verse 27, Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, the secret which the king hath demanded cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers show unto the king. There's not a single man that can tell you what you want to know. Nobody can tell you what you want to know. Well, that's what they said before. Before they said it's a rare thing that the king would ask because there's no one that can tell you. They said except the gods, which whose dwelling is not with flesh. But Daniel says in verse 28, but there is a God in heaven. I just love that phrase. Man can't help you. Man can't tell you what you want to know, but there's a God in heaven. There's a God in heaven that can help you. There's a God in heaven that can reveal to you the wisdom that you need. There's a God in heaven that has thoughts of peace towards you. There's a God in heaven who wants to guide you and protect you and to help you and for your faith to grow, because we even read this morning, I didn't write it down, but there's a verse that talks about your faith being more precious than gold. God cares more about our faith in him than silver and gold. Daniel exercises his faith. And the book of James teaches us to exercise our faith. Faith has to be put into action. Do I really trust the Lord? Because you know what? We don't know how strong our faith is until the test comes. Tonight, as you're sitting, I'm standing here, we probably have some degree of faith that we're like, you know what, my faith's pretty strong. But when the test comes, we learn my faith is not as strong as I thought it was. Because God wants to reveal to us our strength and weaknesses. And where we're weak, he wants us to see that we're weak in those areas so that we will rely upon him. Daniel has a test where his faith is shown. It's a faith that's courageous. He's willing to stand. Hey, wait a minute. Why is this happening? He's not just going to sit there and let himself be killed. He wants to know, why is this happening? And he has the boldness to go in and request some time. He doesn't fear what man can do to him. Man can only do so much. But the God of heaven is the one that protects us. The God of heaven is the one that gives us the wisdom that we need. The God of heaven is the one that we should be having all of our confidence in. He's the one we should be relying upon. Nebuchadnezzar, he was relying on the man's wisdom. Daniel, he was relying on God's wisdom. And God answered him in a great way. But in verses 26 through 28, again, he says, but there is a God in heaven, verse 28, that revealeth secrets and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. And he goes on to tell him what his dream is and the interpretation of it. Again, we could easily dismiss this account and say, well, that's Daniel. God did that in Daniel's life. But he does it in our life as well. I hope that you have some testimonies in your life where you've sought God for something impossible and God came through. God revealed something to you. God intervened in some way. God showed you that he's your God. Because Daniel shows us that even though you're living in a world that is against God, you're living among people that are against God and even against you, that you can still rely upon God and he's faithful to be there. He's faithful to answer your prayers. He's faithful to give you wisdom. He's faithful to show you a right way. I want you to look back at verses 20 through 23 because when God revealed to Daniel the vision of Nebuchadnezzar's mind, the dream that Nebuchadnezzar had, and revealed the interpretation, Daniel gives glory to God. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. God's in control. God raises up one leader and sets another one down. Nebuchadnezzar ended up learning that because God told Nebuchadnezzar that the moment he gets lifted up in pride and thinks to himself that he built Babylon, that he would be ran out of the palace. He'd be ran off the throne, and he would live 7 years as a beast. And that is exactly what happened. And at the end of 7 years, his mind came back, and he praised the God of heaven. God's in control. God allows things for his purpose. God uses evil for his purpose. He does not create evil. He's not the author of sin, but he will use it. He will use somebody's anger, Nebuchadnezzar's anger, to let him know there's a God in heaven that reveals secrets. There's a God in heaven who's not to be compared to man. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who hast given me wisdom and might, and hast made known unto me now what we desired of thee. For thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. Daniel was quick to praise God for the answer to his prayer. Daniel was quick to seek God in prayer. He was quick to even get some people to pray with him. You know, Wednesday nights we have prayer request time where people will often give a prayer request, whether for a loved one or something. And there's times, again, I had someone give me a prayer request tonight. Because you know what? There's not a set time for prayer. Now, you may have a set time for prayer. Let me say that. You may have, you know, you may get up early in the morning, spend some time reading your Bible and praying before your day starts, and that's good. And you might have a set time in the evening where you kind of have some quiet time. The day is winding down. But all throughout the day, don't allow your faith to be constrained to only church or to only the Bible. Your faith is to guide your life. And that faith is to be in God and God's ability. Because I have no ability of my own to help me through my life. God is the one that helps me. Again, the only reason why Daniel is in the prominent position he's in is because of God. God raised him up to that position. And he even mentioned in his prayer that God raises up one king and sets one down. Daniel knows that he's only in the position he's in because of God. And it's Daniel's strong faith in God that helped him in this situation. Helped him not only to save his life and his friends' lives, but even the rest of the wise men in Babylon that are not God-fearing, yet their lives are spared as well because of Daniel. Our faith has got to be strong when it comes to prayer. Prayer cannot be a last resort. As a Christian, as a Bible believer, as a child of God, prayer has to be our first resort for everything. Even if it's something just small. Lord, where did I put that salt shaker? You probably would never think to ask God to help you find a salt shaker. Wow, you know, that's so petty. Why would I ask God? Because God cares about the little things. I'm saying there's nothing that in your life God doesn't care about. There's nothing in your life God doesn't want to help you with. There's nothing in your life God doesn't want to give you wisdom for. It's all about glorifying him. It's all about having confidence in our faith towards God. Again, Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Lean not upon thine own understanding. You're supposed to trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Look at it real quick. Because I want to go here and I want to go one more place. Proverbs chapter 3. I want you to put your eyes on it. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. That's having 100% confidence in God. 100% confidence in God's ability. 100% confidence in God's wisdom, 100% confidence in God's love to you. Now look at Deuteronomy chapter 6. We're supposed to trust the Lord with all of our heart. Deuteronomy chapter 6, looking at verse number 5. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. That is fully trusting God 100% and letting him lead our life. And he being the answer for everything. He's the one I always run to. Again, as a young child will always run to their parent when they have a problem, when they need something, when they're scared, when they want a drink of water, when they're hungry, when they just want to spend time with the parent. The child always goes to the parent. God wants us to always go to him. If we love him with all our heart, mind, body, strength, soul, then guess what? We're going to trust him. Our faith is going to be strong. Our prayer life is going to be strong. It's what's going to lead us through this life and encourage us. Again, If you pray and you ask God to do something and He does it, you can't help but to be happy. You can't help to be excited that, man, God actually did it. That's what God wants our praise. That's why often He'll answer our prayers, because He wants us to praise Him for it. But if we never praise Him for those answered prayers, then those answered prayers are going to start to be few and far in between. Because God desires not only our faith to be strong, but He desires for us to praise Him the way He needs to be praised.